Oh, there we go. Hey, welcome to the show, guys. I had the wrong volume up on the mixer. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. If you're watching on Facebook live stream, you'll see our mugs. If you're listening on the Mixler app, you'll hear us. I apologize for having the volume down during the intro. You can hear it next week because you're going to love the show. It's a live question advice show, and what we do is we take your questions. If you call in on the phone number, we'll let you jump the line and talk to you live. So you can call in right now, 205-79-SLEEP. That's 205-797-5337. Call that hotline, and you can talk to Lucas, Dirty Job, Sven from the Fantasy something. I can't.
Fantasy Fam.
Prophet Hoos is here. I'm producer Steve. We got a few listeners. We got a few viewers. We got a lot of questions to get to. So, guys, we'll get into calls as soon as they start coming in. I'll monitor that. None so far. You guys want to hop into the question list that we have out there already? I pulled some questions from the main chat. And some stuff from our channel as well.
Can we first figure out why Hoos is in witness protection all of a sudden?
I've expected like a voice cover over.
Like, hello guys, I am here to talk about
Hoos, sir.
I see him hold the mic. He's got the mic.
I see.
He looks like he's rapping like a Beastie Boy, but he That's just right. There ain't no words coming down.
He's about to drop on Cole Beasley.
He's got his mic muted. Who's you got your mic muted? Come on, man.
All right, he'll be right back. He's gonna get that up and rocking. And I heard something.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, boy.
There we go. There he is.
I think I'm gonna hop out just for measure, though. Just because I don't know if my sound, am I coming through all right, Steve?
Yeah, you sound good. You sound better than you've ever sounded.
All right. I like the sound of that.
You know what I don't hear?
What don't you hear?
A fire alarm.
A fire alarm. I was going to say a fire alarm.
That needs a battery. That needs change. I don't hear the chirping.
Yeah, man. You made me change it on a show one day, and I had to go change it, and you know, I miss it.
I mean, good times, but I don't miss it. Not even a little bit. All right. And I know our producers trying to edit that out don't miss it either. I think they just, nah, okay. It's
yeah,
just part
be
of
better
the
off
show.
About it.
Muting the phone every time. I know it's going to come around.
So anyway, should we just jump straight into the sack here? It looks like we got a laundry list.
Yes, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ezekiel Brosif said, how high are you taking Hilaire, Fresh Prince? Is he really going top 10 in PPR?
101, baby. 101.
Okay, so we're trying to give quality advice here.
I'm totally kidding.
First round, we think that Hilaire in a PPR is completely fine. And really in any format, I think that the risk is worth the reward to take Hilaire in the first. Any objection to that?
I mean, there's just the one thing that I don't like about it is he's a rookie, and a rookie coming out with no preseason, he's going to be like going from zero to NFL speed in the very first snap. There's just a lot of X factors in there that kind of worry me about it. And I mean, we're talking about our first round draft pick. We're talking about the first round value that we can get back. I feel like myself, I want to get somebody that I can definitely count on, definitely can count on being consistent. I mean, what if this guy gets out there and just gets eaten alive by linebacker play after play and he's just terrible? I mean, we have not seen anything by him. I have a tough time going for a first rounder if it's something I haven't seen yet. I just can't do it. I mean, I've seen him in college. He was great. But, I mean.
So is Ron Dane.
What's that?
So was Ron Dane. Ron Dane was
C.J. Spiller, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Great point.
So those are all very valid points, and the counters to those are that the Chiefs isolated and targeted this person. Patrick Mahomes had his eye on this running back. He wanted him because of his play style for the team. They invested an actual first round draft capital on him. He's in possibly the most high-powered offense in the league. So even if he's only a mediocre talent, if he's getting the ball with Pat Mahomes and that offense, you have to figure that he's going to be productive. So really the only thing that we're worried about here is whether the only real decision you have to make here is whether or not somebody else on that team is going to be taking work from him. And I don't think that there's anyone there that's going to be taking enough work between Washington and Williams for it to be a big deal.
Well, live from WITSEC, I agree with you. And the only one there is Darryl Williams. Darryl Williams, he's the only one there. He's the only one that actually, when he came in, he produced. So Darwin, all hype, looked good in a photo. But other than that, all hype gave us nothing. Darryl Williams actually gave us production. I believe he scored like 19 points, another 22 or something like that when he did play. So yeah, he definitely has a shot to take some time. I think it's still probably going to be like a 70-30. But yeah, I can see where Dirty's coming from just because, look, these guys are not trying to injure their first round pick. Right. So, yes, they're getting some play time in camp, but these guys are not going after, you know what I'm saying? Like, these guys are not able to hit a quarterbacks, right? Through camp, you just can't. You could touch them. And then the same thing with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Obviously, he's had some contact. They just, you know, they've been showing pictures of him in camp all week. I mean, he looks good, but I don't think anybody's really trying to hurt him. Like, week one would be people are going to try to get him off the game. You know, that's how football works. But yeah, absolutely a safe first round pick, I think.
Okay.
You know, also of PPR league. So
he's going to get hit by JJ Watt next Thursday. And yeah. He's going to,
he's going to stand there. The ball. Oh, welcome to the NFL, rookie. Like,
wow. Right. But that's right. To go off some points though, I don't know. I mean, the guy's ceiling, I think there is no – like, he doesn't even have a ceiling. He can score so many points on that offense. Like you said, it's the unknown. And I think that this year is a completely different year with the COVID and no preseason that we can't see any – we can't see anything of him right now. And like you said, Huss, they're not hitting in practice. I mean, they're not going
right.
100%. Let's be real. They're not doing 100%. Maybe they are. Maybe they're doing some Oklahoma drills. Who knows? But if I'm sitting there at like 1-8, 1-7, I mean, in Josh Jacobs or Joe Mixon, or I'm more likely to take them because I know what they can do. I've seen that. We've seen their production. I think it's way too much of a risk to take him. I saw CH go, I think, like fourth in some leagues. And I mean, which is okay, that's great. But I want a sure thing instead of, oh, what's this guy gonna do during the season? I mean, he could work out, don't get me wrong, but It's very we'll see. Just like everyone else, this is probably the biggest thing I think right now in fantasy drafts. Should CEH be going in the first round, and where are you taking him?
Now let's jump to the next. Oh, we have a call now.
Yeah, we got a call.
Okay, oh, let's do this.
You think I would interrupt?
What up? Hold on to your butts.
Hold on.
Oh, what the heck? Wait, hang on. Something just happened to my phone lines.
of course.
Stinks. All right, continue on. I got to get the phone's just completely cleared out on me. Keep going with one more question. Curtis is going to be with us in a minute.
Okay. So, R. Somers' favorite late round running back. Everyone, name one.
Oh, man.
Who's
late?
Let's.
Undrafted late or.
Let's say ninth round or later.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Let me check my teams.
Just a guy towards the back half of the draft that you have your eye on.
Jordan Howard for me. It's easy. Yeah. Jordan Howard's a guy I'm getting everywhere later than that. And I mean, this guy's been Colin solid Studio consistent year after year, and now he's going to be the RB1 on a team that will actually probably run the ball a lot. So that's who I'm grabbing.
Okay.
I'm
it's
okay.
Hard, man.
Jordan Howard, I don't like him. That's another conversation entirely.
So who you got then? Who you got late?
I don't know, man. Like late. I've been taking like the likes of like a Tariq Cohen I've seen fall.
That's like sixth round though, right?
I got him in like almost the eighth round in one league. So
oh, that's nice.
He kind of fell exactly, and he's not even like one of my top running backs, so. Late guys, it's tough. I've seen like in the pro-am right now, James White, I saw go like past like the 10th round. I mean, sign me up. I don't see why not. I mean, the guy has a role already, so like, I don't want to consider him a late, but I feel like people are just sleeping on him. Why not?
Damn it.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, you know me, guys. I mean, I would say right off the bat, I mean, definitely Ozigbo, you know, he's a guy that could be, everyone's adding him. He could be a guy. They like him. They like Raikou as well. Raikou's sick right now. So I think they're going to be a 1-1 between the two of them. I like Artavius Pierce, the Chicago running back. Not many people are talking about that guy. I've been seeing people talk about him the past couple of days on Twitter. But, you know, he's definitely somebody to watch. Let me see.
So
Tony Jones, maybe, you know, if you're in a deeper league.
Yeah,
you're worried about Kamara, perhaps. So, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think if you're worried about Kamara, it's pretty clearly it's just going to be the Latavius Murray show, right? I'm not.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's the known guy already, though. So, I mean, all
right. He is, and we know that they run Taysom Hill in there, which is the reason why they, right. You know, they're probably being skimpy. Yeah, they gave him the money. you know, that's another conversation. Yeah. So a guy that I really like is Chase Edmonds. I'm not completely sold on Kenyon Drake yet. And I know he had some big games last year. He looked good at the end of the year, but we haven't seen it. Yeah, and Edmonds is a beast also. So that could very easily be a shared backfield. And if anything were to happen to Drake, I mean, Edmonds slots right in immediately as an every-week starter, no doubt. A.J. Dillon, I like quite a bit. Let's see. I personally – you know, there's a lot of debate between Justin Jackson and Joshua Kelly. I'm not completely sold that Eckler's just going to be this 300-plus touch guy that's getting a ton of rushes. I think he's going to be great in a PPR, but there's going to have to be a guy that's taking some of that earlier work. Could be Justin Jackson, could be Joshua Kelly. Joshua Kelly, I really liked the tape on, and they're both going around the same.
You guys see JJ on Hard Knocks? Hopping over those, it was like They were like jumping over the pile. Eckler was the only one that cleared the five, but JJ was right there.
Yeah.
Like hoppy. Obviously, they're just jumping over, you know, nothing. But you know, I thought that was pretty impressive. But yeah, I like what you're saying here. Justin Jackson and you know Joshua Kelly. One of these guys are going to stand out. I mean, it could be both of them. You know, it could be. You know, I mean, obviously Eckler's going to get most of the run. Naeem Hines is another guy. You know, being slept on.
Yep, especially in a PPR, and with 100%. Bryce. So Bryce Love, that makes me a little bit nervous there because Gibson, although he was a wide receiver in college, he's getting more of the work behind Adrian Peterson, and then they also have they have J.D. McKissic there, right? So Bryce Love is currently the fourth guy on that roster bubble who's also having injury issues. So, I think it's his ankles.
Serious injury, so
I'm pretty nervous with Bryce Love personally. I picked him up real late in a couple, but I don't know if I'm going to be holding him for much longer for some of these other guys like Malcolm Brown, which I think could actually have a real rope. Malcolm Brown's a stud. He is not a stud. He's criminally underrated.
He is not a stud.
Peyton Barber is better than him.
Peyton
Barber is definitely better than him.
No, not even close. Malcolm Brown, not even close.
What has Malcolm Brown done?
Every time he
nothing.
What do you mean? Anytime that he spelled Todd Gurley, it was like Todd Gurley wasn't even like they weren't missing him. Like, go look up Malcolm Brown tape over the last few years.
Lucas, until I respect
he got
you. Lucas,
go look it up. Go look it up. Go look up. Go look up. Go look up Malcolm Brown tape, and then come talk to me.
I'm gonna throw up.
Hey, that's fine. But look at the tape first. All right, we're on to the next one.
Yeah, no, we're not. Stop. Curtis is going to call back. Curtis, please call back. I got the phones fixed, but I got a couple questions from Facebook and also from the Mixler. We'll do Mixler first because they're listening in. This name I can't even pronounce. Disbanding. What are your thoughts on my trade? Gronk and Marvin Jones for Ridley. I already have Kelsey. What do you guys like? You like that trade or not?
No. I do.
Am I getting Marvin Jones? Because if I'm getting Marvin Jones, I like that.
No,
trade,
yes. But I'll read it again. Like Gronk and Marvin Jones for Ridley. If you're getting, yeah, no. You're getting Ridley, nope. Right?
Stop the Ridley hype. I mean, Ridley Thank is you. A guy I love. I talked about him early in the offseason. We had an early offseason show. Not early offseason. We had a show in January. Guys, people, you know, sleepers, 30-year breakouts, all these guys. Really was on the list. But the hype is just stupid at this point. I saw someone say that he's going to outscore Julio. Like, relax. Relax yeah. with it. I like the guy, but come on.
He's good. He's going to get 1,000 yards. He'll get a very prolific offense. But Marvin Jones could do something very similar if Matthew Stafford is healthy.
So in one game. That's what Marvin Jones does. He gets 1,000 yards and 5
touchdowns. In one game.
Right, exactly. In like 2 games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the best ball league, then yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the best ball.
I don't know.
Whatever
league. A little too much, though. I think he gave up a little too much for that. Because Gronk is probably going to finish top 15 tight end. I mean, it might be far from Kittle, Kelsey.
If it's a dynasty. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that was maybe a little too much.
Dino, yes, right, guys?
Dino, yes, and also in a 10-man, I think this would be fine because the Ridley has more of the upside, and I think that you can find guys on the waiver wire that are pretty similar to a Gronk or a Marvin that aren't too far behind.
I mean, I'm pretty high on Marvin, so I think you're going to find waiver
wire. I do like Marvin Jones, yeah.
I have been pretty consistently on Marvin also, but you also have, you know, TJ Hawkinson's going to take a step forward here, and they are wanting to run the ball more, so...
I mean, all the beat writers are talking about Hawk, but they said that Marvin Jones is the star of camp. Like, he's outshining everyone.
Marvin's a beast. Which is not surprising. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. He is underrated every single year.
Dude's 29 years old. Still, you know, all he does is catch touchdowns.
Okay. We got Curtis, baby!
Yeah.
What's up, Curtis? Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello, Curtis. You're on the show.
It's Curtis, baby.
Curtis,
what's going on?
Curtis, yeah. Can you not hear me? Can you not hear us, Curtis? All right, let me try this.
We can't hear Curtis.
It's not cool.
Let me try
this. His volume might be low.
Let me try this again. Curtis, you there? You there?
Hello, Chris?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Steve?
Yeah. Okay, Curtis can't hear us. Unbelievable.
Curtis is just saying sleeper wire names right now. Somebody dirty.
Somebody.
All right.
The phone.
Phones aren't working, so forget the phones. Forget the phones. Let's get back some questions on the Mixler here. Jack, 2K, who should I start, Tyler Lockett or Calvin Ridley? I'm assuming this is just week one.
Yeah, Lockett for me.
That's your... predicament? Who are your other wide receivers?
Right.
Holy crap.
It's a 10 man, I'm guessing.
Right? Or probably, I mean, it could be a dynasty. I just love hearing all these ridiculous teams that some of these guys, I'm like, what? First of all, who are you drafting with? If it's a dynasty, it doesn't count. Lockett or Ridley? I mean, I would go Ridley. I don't think it's bad, but Lockett could disappear. Ridley's not going to probably disappear. He'll at least get you 5-6 catches for 70 yards. Lockett could go for over 100, but he could also get 2 catches for like 30 yards. That's me.
So, I mean, what are you going to say, Lucas?
I'm going to go Lockett. It's close for me, but I'm going Lockett.
Same here. I just feel like Lockett is just I feel like his first few games are always those good ones, and then he kind of relaxes, and then he has a couple more good ones. But I feel like the first few are always good with Lockett.
True.
Yeah. It's going to be Lockett for me as well. They're playing Atlanta, so they're
They're playing each other.
Yeah. So it's not the they're not the best defense. I like Seattle's defense a little bit better. They're not great either.
I mean, they just got Jamal Adams. Maybe he'll want to lay Julio out. Who knows?
Right. Right. He's going to be all over the field.
He wants to lay. I mean, he's in a pretty good division right now. So Yeah.
Yeah. I like Lockett here.
Okay. Question. I got Curtis actually wrote in. I'm trying to get the phones back on. Curtis wrote in. Hey, it's Curtis. I tried calling in a few times. You hung up on me. I'm really sorry, buddy. Who are you higher on, Kyler Murray or Josh Allen? We'll start with that.
Josh.
MVP caliber season coming, according to Matthew Berry, or what?
Oh,
no,
God.
That was, oh, God.
Please not. Please, please.
Sorry, not Matthew Berry.
it's a kiss of
yeah.
death.
Yeah.
Matt Harmon. Sorry, Matt Harmon.
Okay, that's better.
Can have an MVP caliber season out of Joshua Allen. Give me Josh Allen all day, every day, all year, every year. I love him. He's the GOAT.
I don't know about the GOAT. I think it's very close between these two. I do like Josh Allen slightly more. They have an easier, in my opinion, I think they have an easier schedule. Arizona's going to have to play San Francisco twice and a few of these other teams that are, you know, going to bring the heat for Kyler. So I'm slightly Josh Allen here.
Yeah, me too.
In a redraft.
Yes.
In a dynasty, I would lean Kyler, but I think that Kyler's going to take a step back this year, even though he has a better weapon. I just think he's going to regress a little. I still think he's probably going to be top 12, but it'll probably be 12. I love Josh Allen this year. I have number 7, so.
All right. Part 2 of Curtis's question. I have Kenyon Drake as one of my starting running backs. I also have Chase Edmonds and Cohen on my bench. Do you think I should drop one of them for Chris Thompson or leave it the way it is?
I would drop Cohen for Thompson for Chris Thompson.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, would.
Don't advise
Tariq
that.
Cohen?
Not with Montgomery being
Tariq
hurt right
Cohen?
Now.
Yeah. I mean,
even with Montgomery.
Week one.
Even so with Montgomery, Tariq Cohen sucks.
He's going to get 70
no,
catches.
No, he does not. He was an RB2 one year and an RB1 one year. And then last year, he was RB3 only by, like, a smidge. He would give him a couple more points, and he's
and
RB2.
Frank Gore is going to have a huge productive year again this year. Like,
I mean, Frank Gore is a legend. Let's not besmudge Smite or whatever his name
is. Adam Gase, right?
Hey.
Yeah,
let's not job.
I don't know, Chris Thompson. I think that I like where your head's at, my man. He could be the number one receiving back on Jacksonville, but
I don't think he
Tariq Cohen. I don't know. Tariq Cohen has much more value.
Yeah,
both. Yeah, I wouldn't drop either of them, especially
Look,
Chase
guys-
Edmonds either. Somebody's going to jump right on top of Chase Edmonds. Chris Thompson could still be there come week 3 on your waiver wire.
Yeah, he will be.
Exactly.
Unless he just goes off week 1 and people are chasing those points and thinking he's going to do that all season long. Look, I'm looking at him in my underpants right now, right? So you're talking to a Chris Thompson truther, right? I'm looking at him as my underpants. I'm saying, I'm sorry, Chris Thompson. I got a picture of him there. But I cannot advocate Chris Thompson over Tariq Cohen.
No.
It's a little mind-numbing for me, especially with Ezekbo there and Rykel Armstead. We just had John Shipley from On Beat. He says Rykel Armstead looked very good in camp and last year with the receptions that he did get and the carries that he did get. And they do like Divine Ezekbo quite a bit. So I don't see Chris Thompson, and he just has a hard time staying healthy. Like,
yep.
Gruden knows this. He's a Gruden guy. He brought him in for a reason.
Right, exactly.
Probably brought him in just because he cried after he lost his job. And Chris Thompson knew that he was going to lose his job, and he was like, well, if I cry for him, I'm going to get a job. So he cried for him, and then Gruden, you know.
He wanted better weather. Go to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Right. All right, last part of Curtis's question is the defense. Would you roll with the Eagles or Colts week 1?
Colts.
Who are they playing?
I think the Colts is who I have.
Yeah, I'm trying to fade anything Eagles right now. Like,
yeah, I don't.
They're
I don't
playing, so both have very good matchups. The Eagles are playing the Washington football team, and the Colts are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. So,
yeah, give me
it's Colts. It's Colts for me.
But all I would go Colts. Yeah.
Last thing Curtis had to say. Also, in a league with Professor Chris, he is a fool, and in the best way possible. Nice.
I think I got my swagger back.
Get him, Curtis. Get him for me. All right. Let's get back to some of these questions. We got a lot coming in on the Facebook, too. Let me hit the Facebook users here real quick. Let me shift around over to the other computer. I wish I had my camera on me, guys. You'd see all. Okay, so disbanding. let's see. Disbanding. If I shouldn't do the Marvin. Okay, so this is that Marvin Jones trade. If I shouldn't do the Marvin Jones trade, should I pick up Landry and drop him? Real quick, yes or no. Are you dropping Marvin Jones and grabbing Landry?
How yes. is Landry available?
How is Landry available?
Like, I mean, I would make the trade, actually. So you know my answer to this. I make a 2-for-1. It's always going to be my answer everywhere.
Okay.
You know,
Marvin Jones. Marvin is Jones is his wide receiver 5 too, so he's a bench piece right now.
Get James White in a piece.
I'm not even this league. Just sounds.
It's probably a 10 man. It sounds like a 10.
It sounds like a 2 man.
Right? Oh my God. Marvin Jones is your wide receiver 5.
Me and my neighbor Hank are in this league together.
But how is Landry? I don't understand how Landry's on free agency. I mean, yeah, I would drop anyone else in your bench. Don't drop Marvin Jones. I mean, Landry's on pace to beat like the all time receptions record.
Ooh, yeah, seven, he's seven, good after seven, the catch. My problem with Landry right now is he's had the hip issue and he didn't get it corrected. OBJ got whatever he needed to get corrected early in the offseason. Landry did not. So it always worries me when these guys don't get the work that they need in the offseason. And they're like, oh, I'll be fine. Yeah, all it takes is one hit to aggravate it. And then you're done.
And no preseason.
And no preseason. So I would trade him. I'm trading him. I wouldn't want to drop him because he's a value. So I'm getting James White.
Okay, so let's assume that a trade can't happen here. We're if you can't make anything else happen,
Marvin.
You're taking Marvin over Landry.
I am.
Yeah, I would.
There's got to be somebody that I like there.
It's Landry. Landry.
I'm trading. I would not do this. There's got to be somebody else.
We got to say that we're assuming that the trade is just not going to happen. We're advising trying to move some pieces around, but I would take Landry over Marvin in a PPR.
All right,
that's
next
fair
question.
It's very fair.
Seventh round pick, 10 team PPR. Who do I draft first? All right, so who are some of the six, seven, eight guys that you guys have been seeing that you think are good in the first round?
Yeah, get this. I was just in a 12-man draft the other night. I had the 7th pick. Zeke fell to me at the 7th pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Dude, I mean, Barkley at 10 the other
what?
Night.
What?
2020 is a weird year. I would think Michael Thomas, but if you can get Saquon Barkley or Ezekiel Elliott there, get him.
7th, honestly, if you really want to go wide receiver, I'm a huge fan of Julio. It's Julio. If you want to go, Adams isn't a terror. I don't think either is going to be wrong. But running back, I that spot. And I don't know how people feel about Joe Mixon. I actually got Joe Mixon as my number 5 running back this year.
I was going to say that's probably who I would target right there.
Or Josh Jacobs, which I think Jacobs is going to get a lot more work this year.
Not in a PPR. I wouldn't take Josh Jacobs at the 7th overall in a 10-team PPR.
I think he's going to bust in the first round. If you take him in the first round, he's probably going to bust.
Mixon and then get Eckler on your next pick back?
If somehow Michael Thomas falls there, take Michael Thomas, or if Dalvin Cook falls, obviously, yes, which I see him falling there, CEH or Mixon, those would be probably the 4. You're going to be able to have one of those most likely.
Agreed.
All right, let me get to this one here. This is another Facebook question. Should I drop Adrian Peterson for Antonio Gibson?
No.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
I don't know, man. AP does this every year. He's gonna get his carries. They're gonna feed him the rock. I mean, that backfield is just it's a crapshoot.
Or do you want lotto ticket upside, or do you want a guy to get you 10 points?
I don't think that Gibson is a lotto ticket upside though. Bryce Love is the lotto ticket upside. Gibson
I love Bryce Love.
That's the only. I think that's the only lotto ticket upside player that there is that has that X factor. Gibson is good, but he was a wide receiver in college.
Exactly. Lots to learn. No preseason games. Just practice.
He's been the star of camp, I feel like, in the backfield. He just needs a couple of touches. He's Chris Thompson, but better.
He's a bigger guy than Chris Thompson. But the thing with Peterson, if he's there, he's going to get touches.
Exactly.
I'm sure. But do you want the 8 to 10 points Peterson's going to give you, or do you want Gibson if he's a lightning bolt and he's just taking off every time he touches the ball?
If it's PPR, then maybe I would actually do it, because who's going to be the Chris Thompson of the Washington football team?
Gibson.
It could be Gibson, because he played wide receiver. So clearly the guy has decent hands, right? We would like to think the guy has good hands. So I could see him being that receiving back, because Adrian Peterson has what, 10 catches in his entire career?
Yep, he's a run the rock guy.
All right.
Give me a hell yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Rogers, Crazy Canuck, is back on with us again this year. I have Kyler Murray, Drew Lock, and Justin Herbert in a 12-team, one quarterback dynasty. Should I try to sell Lock now or in season?
Now. You probably won't see him with too much more value than right now. There's a chance he comes back out and he doesn't really pan out. There's a lot of quarterbacks that look really good like halfway through a season, because these defensive coordinators don't have time to like prepare for these guys, get to see what they have, get to see what their tendencies are and things like that. I mean, if you look at like Derek Carr and how he's transgressed and progressed as a quarterback, he gets worse because he can't evaluate at the line very well. And so once you get these guys scheming against quarterbacks like this, you don't see him adapt very well. So for me, I'm saying no. I'm saying fade it this year.
Yeah, trade him now.
All right.
You can still get a good bit for him. You could probably get like, especially if it's in a 2QB league.
One quarterback dynasty? So like you can only start one quarterback? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, nah, it's got to be a 2QB, because he's not worth anything in a one quarterback league.
Herbert, I love Herbert.
Yeah,
Herbert long term.
I mean, it sounded like 1QB, so.
Oh, if it's, yeah, I mean.
What are you going to sell him for? What are you going to trade him for? I mean, his value is not really high right now anyway, so.
If it's a 1QB, you're waiting for him to do something and then trading him.
Have him. He can have a monster first week. Boom.
Yep.
Trade him.
All right, Jack 2K, I need a wide receiver, and I'm willing to trade Miles Sanders. What wide receiver should I go for?
All depends on how someone values Miles Sanders, because it's the whole ends of the spectrum.
I would go for Adams.
That's
what I would go for.
I don't think you're getting Adams with Miles Sanders.
No, you got to get more. I mean, I just paid Chris. Professor Chris, Agent Chris, I don't know what he's calling himself these days.
I would go after like a Godwin or a Galladay probably.
Oh, that's I don't know if you get Godwin though.
You just said Adams.
Godwin is 23 years old, 24. I think he's 23. Adams is 28.
Can we assume this is
this is just a redraft, right?
Is it?
Can we assume that?
I mean, it's a redraft.
Unless they say dynasty, I'm assuming everything here is a redraft.
Yeah, just assume.
Right, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Galladay wouldn't be terrible. I mean, it's that 5 to 8, I feel like, wide receiver where you have your guys ranked. I mean, shoot for the moon. If somebody values – I know people that have Miles Sanders as their, like, number 2 or 3 running back.
Yeah, exactly.
So find that guy.
Yep.
Yeah, find a running back needy guy, but I would trade him for anything as low as Galladay. I mean, that's kind of, you know, the range right there is the Hopkins, Galladay, Evans,
DeAndre. DeAndre's going late second in some leagues. I mean,
that might be a smash for some people.
Yep. So I think that's where we can target.
Let me try a phone call here. We'll see if this works. I'm going to hit the button. Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hey.
You can't hear us, can you? I didn't think so. All right, calls are done. We can't do any calls. I don't know what's going on. I tested this out, man, and it works. Now it doesn't work. Calls are done. All right. Anyways, back to so the Jack question about the wide receiver, it's a keeper league. Get two keepers. So that's the Miles Sanders question, if you want to keep him or not, I guess, if that affects your trade talk that you just did.
Just,
There's a lot more info we need too, right, for a keeper.
Yeah, I'm still right there. The way that he's describing it, it sounds like that they just keep two players, no penalty. So long term, I would much rather have like a Godwin or a Galladay, hands down. I'm not sure that Miles Sanders has much staying power long term.
Okay. Let's move on to the. Let me see a couple more. Okay, no, we're good on the Facebook questions right now, I think. Yeah, we're all caught up on that. We're caught up on Mixler. Sorry about the phones, guys, and trying to figure it out. Let's move to Krause123. Who are the top five running back handcuffs? Why doesn't everybody name one, and then whoever has the best one can name the fifth?
Oh, I'll go first, and I'll say Tony Pollard.
Ooh. Good luck, guys. I would say Latavius Murray.
Yeah, that's another really good one.
I would say Hunt if you consider him a handcuff.
Right? I don't know if
he has standalone value. Right? Yeah, they both have standalone.
I think Hunt's. I don't. Obviously, he turns into
right.
What is an every down guy, but I think that's just a 1A/1B situation.
That's true. So like, I'm gonna go Chase Edmonds then. If we're throwing out Hunt,
Madison. Yep.
Madison's another good one.
Would Boston Scott also be considered a handcuff too? Or he might have a
no, he's a Hunt. He's a Hunt.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's like the Mark Ingram and Dobbins thing. Like that's a 1A/1B. Yeah. And
Gus?
You know, maybe a Philip Lindsay. I'm not sure. I think that he has his own role.
Yeah, I think he has his own role too. Yeah.
Denver. Why did they have to pick up Melvin Gordon?
Dirty's happy.
I am happy. I love it. I love seeing Melvin Gordon in Denver.
He has a better line than he does at the Chargers. I will say that. So
I just thought it was better. They had something going with Philip Lindsay and Royce. You know what I mean? Like I just
and Booker or Freeman. What was it? Freeman and Royce Freeman. Freeman's still there. Poor guy.
Right? He's still there.
He is, but he just doesn't have.
Is he a handcuff? There you go. He could be a pretty. He's a
yeah.
Pretty
good handcuff. He could be.
He's just the third man in line kind of guy. He just doesn't have the X factor. He just didn't look. He's kind of his burst was kind of he was kind of slow getting up to where he needed to be. He was a bowling ball, so like he could hit some people, but. It's just nothing really special for at the NFL level.
All right, Facebook user just asked, is Pollard worth the pickup in PPR? I'm not the Zeke owner, but I'm hearing that he may share the backfield with Zeke.
I'm a Cowboys fan, even though that doesn't matter. I'm very upset about it. I also live in Texas. Pollard's not going to have – I mean, how can he have a role is my question. They just picked up CeeDee Lamb. Blake Jarwin apparently is going to get more action. So what, 80-something targets that Witten had last year, I believe. So where does that all go to? Zeke is a 300-plus touch guy. Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. I don't know if I would pick him up, though. It depends on your bench. If you want to stash him, then sure, go for it. I don't think he's worth a start.
Pollard has zero value to you unless Zeke goes down. He is not going to have a reliable weekly role on that team.
Is he the returner? He might be the returner.
I think they're using him for special teams. If you're getting yards, yeah, then you can flex him because he's going to get about 6 points a game through like just catching a couple passes and rushing for like 30 yards to spell Zeke.
He's electric. He really is. If he's getting the ball, he definitely takes advantage of his opportunities, but he's going to get maybe 5 touches, if that, depending on the game, depending on the situation and how it goes. You know, who knows how the Cowboys, they could fall flat on their face and finish 4-12.
All right. If you love your team, you love your draft, absolutely sack them. Don't carry a bum on your team. Carry a guy that could be a lotto ticket if a top back like Ezekiel Elliott goes down.
Exactly. A dog that poop fast don't poop for long, man.
All right, G Scott 523 is Geis a stash?
No,
half point PPR 12 team. Not no, right?
Okay. So who is stash?
Darius Geis.
No.
Sorry, Mike. Sorry, is Geis a stash?
I believe I called him Juice.
Juice. Okay. You did call him Juice.
I didn't like him when he was the starter. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, and
I've
then
never been a fan.
He's not going to play this year. In Dynasty, yes, he is worth a stash, I would say. I think he might have a future in the NFL again. So if you're thin like me in Dynasty, you still hold on to the guy. But in redraft, no, he's not going to play in 2020.
All right, Kool-Aid, 13 team PPR? Who's screwing with me? That'd be a fun league. 12-team PPR. I'm heavy on running backs and real light on wide receiver. What kind of value would you need to trade from that position to obtain a Chark, McLaurin, or Diggs type?
Like a Rojo, maybe?
Value would you need? I don't think there's any way that you're getting Chark for Rojo.
I ain't taking Rojo for him. Hell no.
I mean, you know, maybe after today, and they called him a 3-down back. Arians, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they can say that, but I'm not sure that that's really what's going to happen. That sounds like
maybe not
like,
Chark, but
like,
Diggs,
like Coach.
Probably
B.
not Chark because there's a ton of hype around Chark, but Diggs. I think you could get him for Dude, Diggs.
Oh my gosh, there's so much hate for Diggs. There's just no.
There
love.
Is. There is. Like you said, the perception behind him is bad for whatever reason. I love Diggs.
Josh Allen going to have a Hall of Fame year. The person right. who's going to be the number one wide receiver on that team. Nothing.
I mean, it really depends on his running backs. Like, I get it that it was heavy running backs, but I mean, if he would have listed out these running backs for us, then we can have at least.
Yeah.
But like, you're looking at like, because I just got Chark in the fourth round, like late fourth round of one league, and running backs that went around there were Melvin Gordon. Late third round, like a Todd Gurley. I mean, it really depends on.
Yeah, probably as low as like a Raheem Mostert.
Mostert, yep, there you go, another one.
Maybe a DeAndre Swift.
I don't know. Swift is not, has he practiced much?
He's not going to play. I don't think he'll play for. I'm saying no. I know that sounds crazy, but I can. It's Kerryon Johnson.
Right.
Yeah, Kerryon looked good.
Man,
so.
Kerryon makes me nervous. That guy's still wearing a knee brace.
No, he says it's just for like comfort at this point. Like that's, you know, kind of how Gronk wore the brace and he just was still a stud.
I mean, I understand.
Which brace? The one on his arm or the?
No, his.
No. Gronk had 50 million.
That bionic arm that he had.
His back brace to like right. you know keep him upright.
All right. Facebook user had a question actually about Ronald Jones. You kind of just mentioned him. How are we feeling about Ronald Jones in the Tampa Bay offense with Brady and all the receiving options? Just go around the thing and see. You like him a lot. You like him a little. You don't like him. What's up?
I dig him.
Cautiously optimistic.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
I think you spelled Leonard Fournette wrong.
I think Fournette's going to the Patriots.
Yeah, he's going to go to one or the other. I'll tell you, he's going to be a Buck or a Patriot.
Seem
I can
like
see
they're the only ones interested in him.
I like out of this backfield. I like Dare. That was another running back that
Love Dare.
I could see him getting more work. I mean, we have no idea what this offense. I mean, yes, we do. We do know what they're going to do, but they have like 10 tight ends they're going to play. I mean, Chris. There's also multiple wide receivers, not just Edwards, Godwin. There's Scotty Miller, very big fan of Scotty Miller. I mean, even Justin Watson.
Yeah.
Another solid wide receiver. So I'm staying away from Ronald Jones. I just don't. He started looking good towards the end of last season, but I'm personally staying away from him.
I think you got to pick him up. I mean, I think he's going to be the guy that gets the most touches on that team. And
opportunity.
The opportunity's there. And if you go and you look at some of his tape, like I had thought that he was a lot worse than what he actually was. And when you go back and look at it, he actually looks pretty decent.
And you know what? For me, Ronald Jones, not 100%, but he's kind of become like a chip guy. Like I remember I was watching this film last year. The offensive coordinator was talking about, was it Todd McNair, I think? He's talking about their running backs. And he was just dogging Rojo. He was just like, he was basically saying like, this guy is stupid. You know, like, he's like he doesn't study. He's lazy. And guys hear that. And they, if you give a damn, you give a damn about your job. You know, you show up, and now he's got LaShawn next to him, you know, just like, dude, you look good. You know what I'm saying? Man, you shining, you know, all that confidence things does immense things for you as for your game. So I like Rojo. I don't like how high he's been going now. He's kind of going too high for me. He was a value for me earlier in the year. Another guy that I was a value guy for me early in the year. We did an early, you know, show and you know, but
got him
I don't know. I got a
10th round in the Scott Fishbowl. Love getting in there.
That's great. That's great value. Great value. He's not there anymore.
Exactly. Great value there.
Right. He's not going there anymore.
But I still think that if you get him in the seventh round, that's still fair value for him for what he's likely to return.
Right.
All right. Let me get to another Facebook question here, and we'll continue with Kool-Aid Ono in just 1 second. Who is this? Nick Mize wants to know, who do you start week one? Chark, Gallup, Fuller, Ayuk, Debo, or Djax, assuming everyone is healthy? If Debo or Ayuk, isn't healthy, does that answer change? So who do you guys like? I put it on the screen there. I think you can actually see these comments in the stream software, I believe.
Yeah, we can. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they do. It picks it up. Chark is an every week starter for me.
Yes. So is Gallup, but
Gallup for me.
I want to see it with Gallup because Cooper's. I want to see where the targets are going to get distributed. I'm a huge CeeDee Lamb fan. He's a monster, and I think that there's going to be a lot of targets over the middle to CeeDee in the slot, with Gallup being the two, and then Amari's obviously going to get his, and they're going to run the ball a lot. Chark is the center point of that offense, and I think Chark's a better talent than Gallup. So center point in an offense, albeit less high powered, but still the center part and a better talent versus maybe the number two wide receiver. We don't really know. CeeDee Lamb is a monster. CeeDee Lamb is a monster. So
to me, Gallup's the one.
You think Gallup's going to take over Cooper?
Absolutely.
See, I don't see that.
He's just more consistent.
I don't know who's going to be the number one.
He's averaged more points per game. He has. He's just more consistent. Cooper's going to now see touches to CeeDee Lamb, not the other way around. Gallup is the one there. I know that's shocking for some to hear. It was a hot take on our bold.
I just yesterday. I just don't think that's the case.
Yeah, it's a hot take. It's a bold take. It's not something that's easily. Yeah, I absolutely believe it. But I mean, you give me that offense, Gallup over Chark.
I mean, it just based on the eye test though, Gallup is the third best receiver on that team.
Yes. I don't care. Cooper was better than Crabtree, right?
Cooper outscored Crabtree.
No, he didn't. I'm talking about when they were on. I mean, obviously, it's a
when they were on the Raiders.
When they were on the Raiders, Crabtree outscored him. Yeah, you gotta look it up. Both years.
I feel like Chark, I think, is the safer bet. Gallup's not a terrible part.
Had a few games that he missed out 1 year, but on a per-game basis, I'm pretty sure Cooper outscored.
Yeah, I don't know those numbers on the per-game basis. I do know that Gallup has.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I do know Gallup has outscored him.
Doesn't change my answer if these guys aren't healthy or healthy.
Yeah.
We don't know with that offense yet. We really don't. I mean, they drafted Ayuk, and they – It's gonna be the Kittle show, and it's also gonna be the Mostert show. So,
and Debo too. I think Debo will be healthy.
And Debo, oh yeah, definitely. But I think that I want to see a little bit more from that offense. Their game plan, I guess.
Here's my thing with San Francisco. Why do we all of a sudden think that they're gonna change up their game plan of running the ball with 17 different running backs the majority of the time?
Well, they still use Sanders, and Sanders is gone.
I agree, but I still think that they're just going to run the ball a ton.
No, I agree. They definitely will. They don't want to. They're a safe team, right? They don't want to. Yeah, they're very safe. They don't want to do anything where they minimize risk, you know?
Exactly. For fantasy, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, it does because when you have a team that runs the ball a lot, also the clock always is moving. So there's
yeah, you're getting time of possession as well.
Yeah. So, and they're just, it's really not good for wide receivers. It'll be fine for the tight end because you know he's going to get his. Oh, yeah. But in terms of a wide receiver, there may be one wide receiver that's reliable on that team through the year.
I will say this. Maybe one.
I don't think you're going to have two that you can play.
Kendrick Bourne could make a statement.
First,
we don't know.
First 3 weeks, Kendrick Bourne, get him while he's hot. Get rid of him while he's not. Before he's not, I should say.
I love Kendrick Bourne.
He's going to be the only guy there for like the first couple of games. Great trade value.
Debo's going to be healthy week one.
All right, we got another Facebook user. This is Andrew Tripp. Do you like Le'Veon Bell this year in PPR? Do you guys think they are going to trade him?
I don't like him. I think Frank Gore is going to be frustrating there. I think that Adam Gase has no clue how to use Le'Veon, I'm very skeptical.
Adam Gase has no clue how to use anything.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to use anything. I was just in another draft, and Le'Veon Bell, I think, was falling to like the sixth or seventh round. Nobody was even touching him.
Nobody wants to touch him.
There's only a couple guys on the Jets that are guys that I'm actually targeting. I'm sure it's the same with you two, Crowder and Herndon.
Perriman.
Perriman. I'm not a Herndon guy. I'm indifferent, but Le'Veon Bell, man, it's Adam Gase that's driving this. You paid this guy so much freaking money, and we're not even seeing how good he is. We're seeing that he's a system guy right now. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I said about him right out the gate. I said that we're going to watch Le'Veon Bell go there, and he's going to suck. He's got that patient style running, and linebackers eat him alive because you don't have a line that you can drive a semi through anymore. You know, I mean, he could stand there and read a book with the Pittsburgh line. New York is not that line.
But right. Sam Darnold, having Sam Darnold healthy and behind center definitely makes it a completely different team than last year when – I mean, he was around kissing everyone, you know, just infecting everyone with his sickness. So,
bottom boy,
he's gonna have over 100 targets. So this is one reason why I do like him in PPR this year, and he's a value.
They have a chance to place in that division too.
I mean, who are their receivers?
Crowder,
and what was it? Jeff Thomas or
Denzel Mims?
They have Perriman.
Perriman has a swollen knee.
Yeah, but he's going to be all right.
Mims will probably get – he'll probably be one of the starters eventually.
Yeah, I do like Perriman. I'm rooting for Perriman because I really do like him. But I don't see – I just think that Lev is going to get targeted a ton by Darnold. He likes Ryan Griffin quite a bit. Chris Herndon, to me, is just – he's just a guy you can't count on as far as being healthy. He's a great hype guy, but I do not like to buy hype at the tight end position. I want to buy surety, things I've seen. So Ryan Griffin to me is a guy that I'd be targeting over Chris Herndon, but that's, you know, it's not the question. Yes, Lev Bell is a guy that I like in a PPR. He's a value to me.
Right.
Hell
I don't think
no.
they're
going to
trade him.
Oh, wrong hell no.
Give me a hell yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Rogers is back. He wants to know. So it's kind of a similar question here. I wanted to get to it right now. In a Superflex half-point PPR dynasty, he's a serious contender. He could use a running back. What would you offer for Le'Veon Bell? Here's who he has at running back right now. So half-point PPR dynasty. Aaron Jones, Eckler, Fournette, Jordan Howard, Kerryon, Justin Jackson, and Sony Michel.
He's Sony or Jordan Howard.
Yeah, that's about it.
Because we don't know his value.
You're not going to get him, though.
Exactly. That's the thing. Why would you go running back for running back? I think that
that's not going to happen.
One of your wide receivers
unless the guy is just trying to get rid of Le'Veon Bell, which most people that right. have paid up for something,
right.
they're going to hold on to that,
right.
even if it never pans out. They're not going to watch that player. The fear of trading that player away for nothing, and then watching that player go off on somebody's team is too much for most people to handle.
In terms of pick value, what would you throw some picks in there? Would you offer a pick for Lev?
No.
A third, maybe a second round.
I would throw a second because seconds bust all the time. So
yeah,
I'm throwing probably if I'm competing, I might throw a second and a third for him, or a second and two thirds for him if I feel like I have to. Just because you know after the second third round, you can hit, you might miss. A lot of these rookies bust anyway, so it's like you know, give me a guy that at least I know is going to contribute and I can add him. You know, you guys didn't hear me say this all night. Give me a twofer, give me Lev Bell and another guy. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I'm going to offer you, you know, probably something like a James White and maybe a third or something and a Kendrick Bourne and hope you smash and I get Lev Bell.
All right. Oswaldo, hey, what's up, man? Good to see you, too. Let's see. Curtis, thoughts on Cooper Kupp and A.J. Green? Different league, full PPR. What are your thoughts on Cooper Kupp and A.J. Green this year?
Love Cooper Kupp, not touching A.J. Green.
Same.
If AJ Green can fall to me, I have Cooper Kupp as my number three wide receiver.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have him as like my, I have him as like my six, so I'm there with you.
Yeah, I got him at nine.
Guy was dominant. He was on the verge of become. I think he was on the verge of finishing number two or three wide receiver last year.
He was one for a while.
Yeah,
yeah. People just remember the last eight. People just remember the last eight games, which is which is fine. You know, what have you done for me lately? But Cooper Kupp is still a monster.
Yes, he is.
No, there's no Cooks there. Not now.
Doesn't
I know people are talking up. I know people are talking up. People are talking up Higbee and da 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 da. Da but
Cooper Kupp
is still the man. He is the man.
Jared Goff's first read, even if he's not on the field.
Aaron Krause.
This is true.
Aaron Krause wants to know, Woods or Kupp in a 12-team half-point PPR league?
It's Kupp.
Give me Kupp.
I'm not taking – I like Woods, but I'm not taking him over Kupp.
I mean, give me them both, obviously.
Right? Exactly.
If I can have them both. I have both of these guys in a couple of leagues just because they fell like fifth, sixth round early. Now they're going earlier. Woods is going before Kupp now, which is, I don't want to say surprising because people follow the analysts and you've been seeing a lot of Robert Woods in the past 2 months or so. And yeah, people are leaning Woods now. And then Cooper Kupp has some soreness, and that soreness is scaring people away.
Okay.
So. Give me Kupp though.
Nick Mize, Gallup or Carson in the flex standard league?
Carson.
Yeah, Carson. I mean, you always want to go running back because they're going to get the opportunity.
I think that's not even.
All right.
Carson's top 12 back.
Because Gallup could disappear. We don't know. CeeDee Lamb could have a breakout first game and Gallup could.
All right. Follow up question. He said, would you take Chark or Carson in that same spot? You'd still go Carson, right?
Carson.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Maybe Chark for me.
Maybe Chark.
It's Carson. It's Carson, Chark, Gallup. Over.
Yeah.
All right. Oswaldo wants to know, this is a big question. You guys don't have to talk for 45 minutes on it. Who's five guys I must target or have on my team? Standard. Why don't we do the same thing? Everyone gives one guy that they absolutely have to have on their team if they're playing standard, and whoever's the best gets the bonus.
Kupp.
Well, I have McCaffrey on a lot of teams. You could tell I've had the first pick in multiple leagues.
Yeah, oh, for man. Me, Kupp. Is this a 1-0? Is this the first pick? Oh, sorry, did I miss it?
No, it's just what's five guys I must target or have on my team? Guys that you would reach for. A little bit, or maybe a little
Chark,
bit.
Chark is actually one now, I think, that I am trying to get on some of my leagues because they got rid of Fournette, and we have no idea. Like you said, Raquel, Ozigbo, they're doing good. Like, but I have a feeling it could be a timeshare completely split between them.
It will be.
Who else is Minshew going to throw to? There's nobody else on the team.
They have good options. I really like their options. I love D.D. Westbrook.
I do like D.D.
Conley. I love LaVishka.
But it's
a really good wide receiver core. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they've got really, really good wide receivers. Not much else. But.
And the difference is that Minshew, this is Minshew's job right now. Like when Foles was hurt, Minshew, just go in, fill in. You know what I mean? Like Foles will be back. You're not. But now there's no more Foles. I mean, everybody's saying they're tanking, but for Trevor Lawrence, but like they would have been bad with Leonard Fournette. Let's be real here. Come on.
Right. Yeah. So, he would have helped them tank.
Right. I don't want to hear that crap anymore. I'm so sick of seeing that on Twitter.
You guys are forgetting who really got paid on that team, and that's Keelan Cole. Come on. Where's the Keelan Cole?
Hey, there we go. There we go.
Tyler Eifert. don't they have the Iron Man Tyler Eifert who can't play more than two games in a season?
Nope, he said his name. He actually got hurt.
All right, so mine is Hunt. Let's start rocking through some of these questions. Let's go quick.
Okay. Now you want to rock through. All right.
Yeah, I got a show to record of my own. Let's go.
Okay. User friendly. Actually, let's finish with Kool-Aid. Oh no. What do you like more in a snake, first or last pick? And does the size of the league make a difference? What's the worst spot to you?
To me, the worst spot's the first spot. I don't like going first. I like going last. I like that double at the end. I feel like you get two quality players, bang, bang. I just don't like that wait and the beginning of the, like, the first few picks. I don't like the weight coming back around.
I don't like the 9-10 spot.
I don't like the one, like you said. But if you get a CMC and he has a year like last year, then he's scoring 100 points than the next running back. So,
see, right. I
makes it up.
I love the one because I love the 2-3 turn. There's always going to be two really good players that you're happy with at the 2-3 turn.
That is true.
Galladay's there.
As happy as I am on that 1-2 turn. Sorry. If I can get Julio Jones and, like, and Joe Mixon or something like that on the 12-1, man.
Yeah, but the 3-4 turn's kind of dirty, though. Like, when you're looking at running backs, what's there? You're kind of looking at, like, David Johnson and Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
Like, I just really –
Which either I would completely avoid. And then it's like, oh, if you like someone like Raheem Mostert, are you going to reach for him because you're not going to get him with your next pick?
Right. So, and Mostert's usually there at the 4-5. That's what I'm saying. You know, at four, if you're at the one spot. So I actually really like the front end of the draft this year.
All right. But it all depends. Every draft is different.
All right. User friendly. We did that one already. Blake O'Tain, how worried are you about the Kamara situation?
Not at all.
I'm not.
Okay.
Like 5%.
Okay.
Not even.
Nobody's,
they're going to pay.
Yeah. Nobody's worried. Bleed red and gold. What's the best way to handle fab waivers this season? Considering players might be out last minute, should waivers be done daily or once a week? I think we've addressed this last week. We don't like waivers at all this year. Just expand your bench and draft the guys that you like. And just don't do waivers. Just have an open free agent market and just leave
once
it as
is. Once a week? What league is that? I don't think I've ever done a once a week. I don't know if you guys ever have. Is that common?
Yes, it's not common, but I'm in like three leagues that do this and they only – and dude, and so like by the time I get my waivers all set up, I forget all about it and then it's like
– right? You're like, crap, I missed it.
Yeah.
I don't know. This year, everyone's handling it completely different this year. Like I added one more IR slot and maybe one more bench, but the waiver is going to be hot this season. It could be. The NFL could be a complete shit show, or it could work out. It remains to be seen.
Let's see. Okay, let's move on to Charger Fan 12. Who to drop so I can pick up my defense? Here's who he's got. Henderson, Edmonds, Armstead, and his starting backs are Henry, Chubb, Bell, and Michael. I'm sorry, Michelle. Sonny Michel. So who are we dropping for a defense?
Say, read them one more time.
Daryl Henderson, Chase Edmonds, and Raquel Armstead.
Probably Henderson for me.
You need a defense, I guess, right? Chase Edmonds, you don't want to drop. He's going to have a role in that offense. Raquel, we don't know what's going to happen. He could be the number one guy. So Daryl Henderson, yeah, there's just a lot of mouths to feed in that backfield, and we have no idea who the number one's going to be. Could be Cam Akers. Could be Malcolm Brown.
Excuse me. All right. Let's see. We got one for the Facebook. I don't know who this is, but it doesn't matter. Gallup, Will Fuller, Boyd, or Edelman? Rank them, please. So 1, 2, 3, 4, Gallup, Fuller,
PPR?
Boyd, and Edelman. Doesn't say.
That changes my answer completely if it's PPR.
Yeah, same. Just assuming that it is PPR, I'm going to say for me, it's Gallup, then Boyd, then Edelman, then Fuller.
I think I'm in PPR. I'm probably Edelman, Boyd, Gallup, Fuller in PPR.
I think I'm exactly that, or I'm Boyd, Edelman, Gallup, Fuller.
It is
I'm just
PPR.
Not that sold on Gallup yet with CD going there. If they didn't take CD, then I would be a lot higher on Gallup. I just don't know how many targets he's realistically going to end up with.
All right. Stone Cold Steve Rogers. He's back. Crazy Canuck, if Cooper Kupp and Woods are valued so high, then why is Goff not valued similarly? Thanks, guys.
Because it's Jared Goff.
Because because the wide receivers don't lose points for interceptions, fumbles, and sacks.
Boom. He can throw the ball 50 times, exactly like Jameis Winston last year. Like, I mean, Godwin and Evans owners were not upset.
All right, we got Skull 91 thinking about trading for Fournette while value is low. Trade options: Hunt, Gibson, Hines, Scott, Gallup, Green, and Edelman. Who would you get rid of?
I'd move Gibson for him if I could. If you can move Gibson for Fournette, you know, Gibson and a little something, I'd do it.
I would trade Green.
Yeah, I was going to say Gibson or AJ Green, definitely. Yep. I hope AJ Green. I'm avoiding him, but I too much of a talent to not be playing. I think this year, if he legit can't stay healthy this year, I'm calling it. He's going to retire after this year.
I just feel like he's already there.
Yeah. He's feeling good. Apparently, he's feeling good this year.
So. Yeah, he was feeling good all last year, too, but then he never got on the field. Who would you rather have? Darnell J., who would you rather have as a tight end, Austin Hooper or Hayden Hurst?
Give me Hayden Hurst.
Probably Hayden.
Yeah, same Hayden for me.
Hooper could be good, but that offense, it's going to run through Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt with Stefanski.
Okay. Let's see. This is from Player 12. I just traded Raheem Mostert and Cooper Kupp for Josh Jacobs. Essentially, I got Tariq Cohen as well to make it a 2-for-2, but yeah. Now my running backs are McCaffrey, Jacobs. My wide receivers are Devontae Adams, DJ Chark, and Michael Gallup, or Will Fuller. Going to trade – good trade, or should I be concerned about my wide receiver depth?
I mean, I'm just not completely – I don't know. I really like both of the players that you traded away, so I know that –
That was a lot.
Yeah, I know that – was this a PPR again?
It doesn't say.
Because PPR, both Hunt and Cooper Kupp are going to be even more valuable, and Jacobs is less valuable. If it's a standard, I probably like this trade. If it's a PPR, I don't really.
That's a lot. I mean, this guy must value Josh Jacobs very high in order to get rid of Cooper Kupp, or he may not value Cooper Kupp as high. Is what I'm going with on that. I mean, Hunt was
my target of every draft player. Imagine if Chubb goes down.
Oh God, Kareem Hunt, running back one, easily.
All
right, we got a Facebook question. Keenan Allen. I wish they would have their names.
Keenan Allen
or Marquise Brown PPR.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen.
Okay, and the last question was standard. Apparently, I think it's really hard to tell because I got questions coming in on the Sleeper app and questions the guys are following up on Facebook, and the names are obviously different. so it's hard for me to put it together. So let's move on to a couple questions from Jackery24. Which side of the trade is better, Miles Sanders and Cam Newton for DeAndre Hopkins? Which side do you like better?
I like DeAndre Hopkins. I'm not in on Miles Sanders. I can't be.
Miles Sanders and Cam for Hopkins. I mean, I'm not a Sanders believer.
Same.
But I do think that you could trade Miles Sanders straight up for Hopkins. I don't know that you have to throw in. Oh, baby.
I would try Miles Sanders for DeAndre straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear the Cam part. I thought it was straight up. That's why I said that so quickly.
No,
the thing is that Cam Newton can't be this guy's starter. Otherwise, he's not trading him. You know what I mean? So clearly Cam is his backup, and he's just throwing him in there. So
right.
All right.
Who's your starting quarterback?
This guy is looking to sell Miles Sanders because his next question is he has Miles Sanders. Who's the receiver that's a fair trade that I can get for Miles Sanders? So he's definitely trying to move him.
Yeah, if it's just straight up, I don't think you need to throw in Cam. I like the upside of Cam just to see. I mean, I took Lamar Jackson a lot of places as a lotto ticket last year just as a late round flyer, and that worked out pretty well. Cam could be one of those late round lotto ticket quarterbacks this year. So hold on to him. Trade Miles Sanders straight up for Hopkins, and that's a perfect trade.
And then you can trade Cam later on if he's doing pretty good with the Patriots early on. So
Or just use him.
Yeah, or exactly.
Jackery24, what does he want? Calvin Ridley or Tyler Lockett? Who do you guys like better?
I think we had this question.
Okay. He might have put it on Facebook as well. All right, so we'll move on to Rotag 4408. Who would you rather, no matter the format? Okay, so who do you like just pure? AP and Gibson or Howard and Breida?
Probably Howard and Breida because they're both bottom half offensive, but Redskins are like bottom three.
I like Matt Breida. I think he's a good running back, and I don't like Jordan Howard, but I would still go Howard and Breida.
I like Jordan Howard. I know.
Jordan Howard, come on.
He always performs. He gets so much hate for somebody that always puts up numbers.
When I start him, he does not perform.
He gives you 10 points.
I mean, 10 points is 10 points.
Oh, it is.
All right. 12-team half point, 4 points per touchdown for quarterback. I have the third pick. Should I consider taking Jackson or Mahomes in the second or third round? This is by Cavaroni.
Depends on who's there.
So, honestly, if you have Lamar in the third, smash. It's a 4-point passing touchdown, so you're getting a benefit from having a quarterback that runs it in. And yeah, so I'm taking Lamar in the third if it's me.
I mean, if you got your heart set on drafting a quarterback, yeah, I would probably go Lamar. I'm a strong believer on not taking a quarterback before like the fifth or sixth round.
Single quarterback?
Yeah, single quarterback. Single quarterback, 12 team. Half point.
I don't know if I could take a quarterback here.
Depends on who's there. If there's literally nobody there that you like, then yeah, go for it.
It's the first round.
No, he's saying in the second or third, should he take the quarterback? He was saying the third pick, and then on the way back, I guess.
Lamar in the third in this format for me is perfect.
Yates. Give me Kelsey with my second pick. Kelsey or Kittle with my second, and then take Lamar.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I like it.
All right. Jumna's 1388. Edelman at New England. Oh, so this is a start sit question. Edelman at New England. Wait, what?
Edelman versus Miami or Shark versus Indy?
Yeah, thank you. Got hung up on that one.
Oof. Edelman could be a monster for Cam Daddy.
Yeah, we just don't know who he's going to favor.
Right?
Should be Edelman.
Shark has played with him. That's the thing. Shark has played with Minshew for, I guess, almost a full season.
And they had a pretty good rapport. I think I'm leaning Shark here.
Yeah, I don't think either. If it's a PPR, then maybe Edelman, but I don't think either is going to be terrible, but I would lean Shark.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I think you're going to get, at least 10 points out of either one of these guys.
Give me Shark Boy, Lava Girl. Give me it.
It's who's going to score that touchdown for you.
Exactly.
All right. This is Bring Something McMahon. Out of these quarterbacks, who to pick off waivers? I'm leaning towards Darnold. Tyrod Taylor, Haskins, Fitz, and Foles. Who do you like most out of that group?
Probably Darnold for me.
Yeah.
Darnold or Fitz? Give me Fitz. I love me some Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Hey, it's a guilty pleasure. I do love me some Fitzpatrick.
What are you doing with these quarterbacks is my question.
Well, Fitz, he sounds like this is somebody that waited on quarterback and didn't take one in their draft, and now they're trying to figure out who's best left. And I think that doesn't Miami play the Dolphins week one?
Miami plays New England.
The Dolphins have a tough week one.
Ooh, and the Jets are playing the Bills, so either's going to be tough. I don't know. I feel like I would rather have Fitzpatrick just because he's the Iron Man. The guy's going to throw a crap ton, they're going to be down, they're going to be losing. Well, actually we can't say that.
Maybe Tyrod for week one.
Yeah, I'm going to be very unpopular with Tyrod.
It's not a this is not a conversation we should be having.
What we are. We're here so.
Hey, I got something. I got trade talk, trade alert. Curtis has got the trade alert, trade update. Send off AJ Green and Rojo for Diggs. I have Allen and for the double stuff.
Wait, you just got that? You just did that trade?
Well, I don't know if he's done it or if he wants to get our thoughts on it before he hits it. So AJ Green and Rojo for Diggs.
Yeah. I'd be fine with that.
It's is the other guy going to accept it? Is the question.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like
it. Yeah, it's a fine trade. I think it's an okay trade for whoever to accept. I think it's not. oh my God, you're stealing here. It's a good trade.
Yeah, it's a good balance.
It's okay, Curtis. You can steal. If you can get away with it, Curtis, go for it.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think you are stealing here, but no. It's a good trade.
All right, keeper league, top running. All right, you guys are going to have to figure this question out. Keeper league, top running backs left are Saquon, Zeke, and CEH. I have Miles kept in the fourth. Do I go Devontae Adams or Tyreek with my fourth pick? With the fourth pick.
So I'm assuming Saquon, Zeke, and CEH are.
Right, those are going to be top three.
Okay, yeah, right, so they'll be taken. Gotcha, yeah.
Devontae or Tyreek? Maybe Devonta, because they literally did nothing to help Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think it's Devonta. Tyreek, I'm worried about staying healthy. Legitimately worry.
Tyreek is going to get his fill. He's gonna dominate, but I think Devonta has more consistency with Aaron.
It is a more consistent.
Yeah, Devonta Adams is my wide receiver one this year. So.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm a little down on him. I don't know why I feel that way.
Why are you down on him?
I don't know. It's like it's not a statistics thing. It's just a gut feeling thing that I'm just kind of about the Packers.
But I mean, he's the only guy there.
I know. I mean, I'm taking Lazard late several places. You know, 6'4", hopefully can do something. Right.
Got some MBS hype today.
Oh, get that out of here.
Got an update. got a trade update.
Yeah.
Trade update. I know. It's crazy. Got a trade update, though. Curtis got the trade in. He just did it. He got it. He got the trade closed down.
You're really good.
All right. What were you going to say, Sven?
Wow. Well, I was going to say Dante Moncrief also has a job, too. Yeah. So.
Does he?
MBS, I don't want to hear that. Yeah. You know who signed him? The Jets.
Jet. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is he really on the Jets?
The guy cannot catch. Like.
Yeah.
It's like hiring a chef that can't. It's like hiring a chef that can't cook. Why are you doing it? Like,
I mean, he used to be able to catch touchdowns when Luck was in the league.
He is so bad.
He can't stay healthy. That's a problem. It's not that he's bad. He can't stay healthy. I feel so bad for the Jets.
Okay, I don't care. Cole Evans on the Facebook. Alexander Mattison, James White, or Antonio Gibson, pick two in PPR.
James White shouldn't even be in the same conversation as these two. And
I feel like he should be.
Maybe Gibson?
James White. You're keeping, right? This is a keep question?
It's pick two, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's a starting.
Pick two, PPR.
Pick James White.
James White and Madison.
Yep, me too.
If I'm starting, I would go Gibson and James White because I could see Gibson having a role the first week.
Yeah,
whereas Madison... I mean, he could get his fill, but it's the Dalvin Cook show.
I'm hoping that this isn't start two.
It just says
James White should be a start. Just as no matter what.
With these guys being that.
Yeah, it could be a deep league, though. It could be like a
James White. Yeah, James White. It could be. I thought he was just asking which two of these should I keep on my team. But
I mean, James White averaged, I mean, granted it was last year and Tom Brady was there, but he averaged 13 points a game last year, which was good for what RB. What was he, 23 or something like that? His points per game was pretty good.
All right, night 86, Connor or Gurley in Dynasty, full PPR?
Connor.
Dynasty, Jesus.
Probably Connor. I mean, Gurley, if his knee is not bad.
Gurley only has one knee, so we know there is no Dynasty for Gurley. Gurley is like... I think on like a 2-year timetable of any kind of usefulness.
Connor could go right back to his old, like, I mean, Big Ben's healthy. Like, he could go right back to a top 10 running back. But Gurley, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like in a dynasty right now, you'll get more value for Gurley this year. Connor long-term, I think, is a better value. Just make sure you pick up Benny Snell.
Really? I think it's McFarlane.
Why?
Snell looks pretty good better. This year.
Why would you say he's better when he spent zero time in the NFL and Snell?
Well, we're gonna see. McFarlane looks. I mean, McFarlane's a stud. McFarlane's a stud
in college. So was CJ Spiller.
We'll see what happens.
We'll have to wait and see.
Juju wants to know Jacob. Versus Mixon, who you got? Full PPR.
Mixon.
Not even close.
Not close.
Okay. How's my team looking and any moves I should make? This is by Chasey Baby 10. So we got Stafford as quarterback, Zeke Eckler as their starting running back, Thielen Woods as your starting wides, Hurst as your tight end, and the flex, he's got Taylor, kicker Tucker, defense Steelers, bench Landry, Rojo, Garoppolo, Boston Scott, Emmanuel Sanders, and Perryman. Should you make any trades or moves?
I like that team, actually. If anything, I mean, wide receivers, what has he got? He's got Emmanuel, Perryman. If anything, I would maybe try to get someone else besides Perryman, but I think you got decent depth, it seems like. Probably a 12-team. I'm assuming it's a 12-team because that doesn't sound like a 10-team team.
I like it a lot.
I actually like that team a lot.
Don't do anything. Just wait and see how
they
All right. Okay, that's it. I mean, that's all we got right now. We couldn't take any phone calls, so sorry about that, guys. Next week, maybe I'll get the phones fixed. But I'd like to thank Sven from the Fantasy Fam, correct?
That's right. That's right. You can find me at the Fantasy Fam on Twitter. What up?
Perfect. All right. Dirty Jobs, Lucas, Hoos, thanks for being part of the show, guys. Everybody, thanks for listening in. And sorry about the phones again. We'll get that fixed for you one of these days, maybe. Maybe. If you want to hear, if you want to chat with us, you didn't get a chance to be part of the show today, you can go to Facebook and join the Fantasy Football Club group and ask us questions there. You go to sleepwire.com. There's a form on there you can fill out and send us questions through the email as well. So that's the best way to reach us. Well, thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Thanks, guys.